I've been getting a lot of requests for interviews lately from these YouTube guys. Apparently, none of them have taken the time to read the media area on my website on the menu. If they had, they would see the deal. Let me just go ahead and say this. I've said it before, and this is why, of course, you know, people don't ever judge somebody or form an opinion or think that you know their philosophy or their opinion on something unless you've read a lot of their articles, unless you've been following them for a long time. Otherwise, you're just going to look like a dipshit. You know, people like to, more and more in this world, they're very impulsive. And they just respond based upon not thinking. But anyway, so the point is that, listen, guys, if you want to interview me, and I actually said this in a video, I made this point clear when I was talking about Oprah and Veterans Today and Press TV, and I said, listen, you want to interview me, someone of my caliber, you better not have interviewed idiots and numbskulls and gold pumpers and con artists. Otherwise, you're not going to get me. You understand? I mean, think about it. If you've got a whole platoon of charlatans, gold pumping, doomsday, you know, the dollar's going to be destroyed and all currencies are going to be, all that bullshit, all these numbskulls, and then you got me. Do you actually think that I would put myself in that in that party, in that gathering? I mean, seriously, think about that. Just because guys like Jim Rogers will whore themselves to be interviewed by anybody. Well, look at his track. He's a nobody. When it comes to investment expertise and forecasting and providing good insight, valuable insight, he's useless. He's a marketer. He wants to manipulate securities. Okay? He wants to pump books. Pump his bullshit books. You see? But when you've got someone who's got the top track record in the world, 8 years running, I'm not going to be interviewed by some fucking numbskull who's not even qualified to interview me, who doesn't even know what the fuck is going on, who has his head up his ass because he's been sucking the dick of the doomsday douchebags. Do you actually think I'm going to waste my time with some fucking pinhead like that? I mean, seriously, don't be fucking stupid.